It's your boy, FD.
And it's your boy, King Testify.
It's your boy, The Little Gap.
And it's TFP, Technical Foul Podcast. We're back at it. Listen, Eastern Conference Finals, Western Conference Finals, all done. A lot of surprises. Why don't we just jump right into the biggest surprise, the Miami Heat heading over to the NBA Finals. LA Lakers, gentlemen sweep throughout the series. Probably going to happen this series. Yo, Miles, since you're a big LA fan.
a very happy LA fan.
Yes, sir. Let's have you give us your take on this NBA Finals and give us your pick.
All you Miami fans, it's not looking good for y'all. I hate to say it, but it's looking like a sweep. I know I predicted earlier that it's going to be a 7-game series, but since y'all best scorer is out and y'all two all-stars, guys, I think I might change my prediction to Lakers in four. Lakers in five, excuse me. I got to be polite. Y'all might get one game.
Hey, man.
But,
Hey, man, listen, this is your time to let us know. Just give us a spiel, bro. This is all you. You have a lot, bro. Listen, you have a lot to say. I'm going to give you this time for you to talk before next Friday.
Next Friday? Okay, bet. I respect my opponent, and it's been a long 10 years, guys. Y'all don't understand. Y'all have had the opportunity being Boston fans to go to the playoffs for all this time and at least get a chance to at least get close. And the one time we get back in the playoffs, they messed up, y'all. They shouldn't have gave us that opportunity. They shouldn't have gave us AD. Pelicans, New Orleans, I thank you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for giving us that wonderful trade. Y'all can have Zion. I wish y'all the best. But from at least now until LeBron retires, we're going to be in the conversation for the chip. Point blank, period. I mean, this is just adding to that GOAT conversation that we was talking about earlier. So in the pantheon of greats, LeBron is easily in that top tier with Jordan, Kobe, and Kareem. I'm saying, like, for somebody to be averaging 29, 11, and 9 in the whole playoffs, and we lost, like, a total of 3 games, y'all. I mean, he didn't even go, like, full-on GOAT mode until that last game against Denver. And this is only adding to his legacy. And it's funny because LeBron is somebody that I grew up watching and always loving his game and hating the person. And now that we have him on the team, I get the hype. I know what you Cleveland and Miami fans were talking about back in the day. It feels good. It feels real good to have him on our team, being confident as we are, to know that we're going to get the championship soon. It's just only a matter of time. And let's face it, y'all, with those injuries, there's no way. I know Jimmy got some dog in him, but y'all can't guard our 6'10" power forward who's just playing at a historic level. Historic level, averaging over 30 a game. I don't care about the rebounds. This man is putting in work. At one point, he missed two shots in the first half of this last game. When's the last time y'all seen a performance like that? I can't even name one, not since, like, Kareem, something crazy. Tell you what, you know what would even be even crazier? If next year he puts the skyhook and consults Kareem on his game and throws that in there, can y'all imagine just how dominant we going to be? I'm getting excited thinking about it, bro. I'm just 1 week away from being able to celebrate. And I feel bad for y'all. I really do, because y'all have had it good for 5 years to be able to get that opportunity, and we've had to suffer. We've had to do nothing but sit there and watch y'all go to the playoffs and get close. But now, I can get back. I'm not even worried.
All right, I'm gonna stop you right there, yo, bro. No Boston banter, cause my guys are under the age of 25. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Kudos to you, Lakers fans.
That's nice and dandy. I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm in the now, brother. This is today. This next week.
I'm about to really go into. Hurry up, do your thing.
Listen, shout out to LA. You know, y'all deserve the highest of praises right now. You feel me?
You sure do.
Okay, all right. Let me talk, bro. You talked about my Boston Celtics. Can I rebuttal real quick? You feel me?
Okay.
So listen, here's the thing. Boston has two perennial All-Stars on their team who are under the age of 25. You feel me? One. Two. All right, bro. Cut the BS. Cut the BS, Mr. Lonzo Ball. Excuse my language to the 40-year-old age group. I apologize. I know y'all coming at me. I apologize. You feel me? I'll bleep it up. Listen. Listen. Shout out to y'all. Don't talk crazy about my Boston Celtics, though. You feel me? Y'all doing your thing. Y'all doing your thing. Worry about Jimmy Buckets. I'm going to hand it over to my guy, King Testify.
Man, I'm going to go in. Listen. What are you bragging about? And this goes to LeBron fans and Laker fans. What are you bragging about? You beat a Portland Trail Blazers team that was below 500. They had to play a game versus the ninth seed just to make it into the playoffs. That's one, right? They played a dude named Winston Gabriel to guard Anthony Davis.
Yep.
Are you really proud about that?
Yep.
Second round, you play the Houston Rockets. The tallest guy is 6'6", averages damn near 4 points, 5 rebounds a game. Denver, I respect that. Denver, that was actually good. Yeah, it was really good. As I told Abdi, I've watched basketball since 2005. This is arguably, in the 15 years, the worst NBA Finals matchup I've ever seen with injuries that's happened.
Hey, this statistics.
You know this is terrible when Kelly Olynyk is the second best scorer for Miami. Kelly Olynyk.
Yeah.
Olynyk.
Y'all know, if to the loyal fans out there, if you know my stand, the way I feel about Kelly Olynyk, then... you know that this is all BS right here. This finals.
The last time.
This guy said bad boy.
The last time the Lakers were in the playoffs, I was 18 years old, freshman in college. So the Boston banner will not happen because we've been in the Eastern Conference Finals 3 in the past 4 years. We've been in the playoffs. We've only missed the playoffs once in the past decade. All right,
bring it home, bro. Bring it home.
And lastly,
let him know.
For those praising LeBron, LeBron's a great player. He's number two all time in my opinion, and everybody knows I'm the biggest critic that knows me.
Right.
But to say that he's played amazing, to say that he is the GOAT from what he's been putting up this year, versus Gary Trent in the first round.
I mean, you can't.
Daniel House for the first two games of the second round.
Since we're on LeBron, okay, I see you got some solid notes.
Really. Yeah. Yep.
Would you like to go first on this GOAT talk? Where would his legacy is? The definition of legacy comes to play when you talk LeBron.
Right.
Finals.
Right.
And everything. Right.
Right.
You want to speak on?
In my eyes, he's the second best player of all time. Right. He's put up numbers that we've never seen as far as regular season stats, you know, playoff stats, all that. Total-wise. But even if he wins the championship this year, right, it doesn't make him the GOAT in my eyes. You know, he's still, I think if he can win another ring, making a five, then I think you can say that he's basically the GOAT. Like, he's him and Michael Jordan are just tied.
Right.
But MJ has 6 rings. Versus LeBron's 3, about to be 4.
Yeah.
Jordan has 5 MVPs.
Right.
LeBron has 4.
Right.
Finals MVP 6-3, which I don't know if LeBron will actually win MVP.
I don't think he's winning MVP.
Yeah, I think Anthony Davis deserves it from what I've seen so far.
You think so, Miles?
We can talk about that. I agree.
Okay, you agree? Yeah, because AD is the best player on the team.
No, I respect you. You're not.
Even now, I was even going to mention it. He's playing at a historic level. And
you're a Lakers fan. Let's get it clear. Miles is a Lakers fan. He's not a LeBron.
Die hard. He's not no bandwagon like a lot of y'all, Mr. Henri, you feel me? And Mr. Franklin. You know who you are, Mr. Franklin with a C.
Been watching since I've been in Pampers.
Yeah.
Man.
Listen, man, y'all jumping boats here. Y'all jumping boats. Y'all can't do that. It's not allowed. Okay.
Anyway, yeah.
Yo. Keep that Orlando jersey on, Henry. Keep it on. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Bandwagon over there, Henry.
Jordan got more all-defensive teams more scoring titles, Defensive Player of the Year award. You know, the list goes on.
Yeah, Hakeem, you too. Don't act like I forgot about you, Mr. LeBron. I go where LeBron goes. Yeah, the list goes on. I'm not, yo, Chris Paul, you too, Mr. Brand Ambassador at half court. No, but I didn't mean to cut you.
No, that's basically what I had. I was just basically going to say LeBron, look, this is the easiest championship I've ever seen anybody win, in my opinion.
Okay.
He beat the Denver Nuggets, and that was it. Look, in the starting five, do you know who would play for the starting five for the Miami Heat?
Who?
Myers Leonard. He didn't play 1 minute the entire playoffs, bro. Not 1 minute until now.
I'm going to bring that up. He hasn't played 1 second since February. And that's fine. They have injury problems. And you know what?
Exactly.
It's going to put an asterisk. I know everybody's going to make the argument that it's not a valid championship, whatever the hell that means. But injuries happen. What are we supposed to do?
Bro.
It's championship. No, I'm not going to take it away. A championship is still a championship. You guys win a championship. I'm just saying it's the easiest championship ever.
That's
a pathetic championship.
This is the thing. Johannes has a point. You have a point. It is, though.
There's definitely what I said.
It is.
The degree of difficulty has been harder for LeBron, especially. But if you think about the road to get there between Miami and us, Miami actually had it easier.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, bro. Did he just say that?
You're kidding me. They sweat. They sweat. Look.
Oh, my God.
Look, swept the Pacers, and they have to go through the Bucks, beat them.
Let me ask you
and
this.
And then they played y'all.
Let me ask you this. I'm about to end you right now.
Boston was Miami's Denver, if you're going to make it equivalent.
No. I'm going to go in on you, bro. I'm about to go in on you.
Are you sick?
I'm about to end him right now. Who's the tougher team, Indiana or Portland? Yeah, and I'm not saying who has the best player. Who's the better team?
You really thinking about this?
I'm still say Portland, even between Indiana and Portland, bro. Actually,
No. A healthy Indiana team.
Who has a superstar in this one?
They still have. Okay, let me ask you this. We were high about Malcolm Brogdon, correct?
Yes.
He averaged over 20 a game, right?
Yes.
You had arguably the bubble MVP. What's his name? T.J. Warren, who destroyed the Lakers.
Killing.
No, let's not forget that.
Not the Lakers. LeBron.
Both of them.
LeBron. LeBron was covering him all game.
Yeah, well, you got covered.
You can make the argument for a lot of teams that killed us during the regular season, but the postseason is a whole different season. What are you talking about?
Okay. Milwaukee, or who did they play? Houston.
Oh my God.
No. I'm a side with you. I'm a side with you on this one, bro.
Yeah,
I think Houston's better, bro.
6'6" center, right?
Houston is a more lethal team because Milwaukee doesn't have their MVP. I mean, we don't even have to go into it. He had a better regular season than Giannis. Shout out to him. But he's not the better leader between
– I didn't ask for the leader.
He doesn't have as much dog in him, in my opinion, between Russell Westbrook and James Harden.
I'm not talking about dog. I'm talking about the better team.
Better team overall, I'm gonna still say Milwaukee, just because they have the MVP and they have the better season and they killed them. But as far as
Denver is better than Boston.
Do I think Denver is better than Boston?
No, that's what you're basically saying because you just said tied 1-1 on each side. So yeah.
Okay, that's solid. That's valid. I'll take you that.
I knew I was gonna get him.
Being said, if you guys can try to equivalate the East to the West postseason-wise. So, basically, you guys are saying that in the postseason, the East is better than the West. Is that the argument that you're making?
No. You said the Lakers. No, you said the Miami Heat had an easier route than the Lakers. What I'm saying is the teams that the Heat played were tougher than the teams that the Lakers played.
Okay.
Because they didn't have to see the Clippers. They didn't have to see, you know what I mean? Like,
y'all didn't take them to seven. So, or was it seven or six?
It was six.
Should have been seven.
Six game?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was six. It could have been seven. But,
he's trying.
I mean,
no, he's not.
If you want to go by conference, we technically have the harder conference.
Right, no, I'm saying in the regular season, you guys had a tougher route to get to the playoffs, but I'm talking about right now, what you brought up, it was very invalid, because Miami was the team that surprised everybody, honestly.
Can I chime in on this real quick?
Go for it.
Lakers are fine. That's all I got to say.
Your argument is there, bro. We have the chip. I mean...
So, can I chime in real quick, bro?
Go for it.
We're talking LeBron, right? We kind of got carried away. You know what I mean?
Whatever. Can't stay off the show.
Nah. Let's stay on topic here. LeBron,
okay.
His GOAT status, his legacy, is not on the line here, in my opinion. Simply because when you look at his career, bro, for the last 10 years, is it 10 years?
Last 9, but...
Yeah,
because
he
had 9
in 2011, yeah. All right, so for
11, technically.
Yeah, so the last 9 years, he's made it to the playoffs and made it to the NBA Finals. On every team he's been on. That alone defines a legacy. What other player other than Bill Russell, are you able to say did that? You feel me? I understand you have a lot of love for LeBron and a lot of hate. It's a love-hate relationship with you, Giannis, but when it comes to legacy... And when it comes to GOAT talk, Mr. LeBron James, Mr. King James, not King Tespa, King James.
He's up there with the logo with Jerry West. Okay.
Wait, time out. Whoa. First of all, the NBA got to change the logo because the logo, Mr. Jerry West, yo, you had a great career and all that, but yo, my guy, you ain't on the level of MJ, Shaq, Tim Duncan, you know, all the other greats.
Can we agree that a logo change to MJ being the logo would be appropriate?
Yeah.
We all agree.
For sure.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know why it was never MJ, honestly. I don't know why.
You got him started. You might as well just finish it.
Yeah. No. I'm not gonna chime in. I'm just saying, I think everybody would agree that MJ should have been.
No, yeah. No, I'm saying this is gonna lead on to
it.
Adam.
You call him by first name like you know him.
No, Mr. Silver.
Adam, he's not no president, bro. Even though he's doing a lot better than our POTUS right now.
Pantheon of greats. We can argue that he's up there. If we had to break it up into tiers, you could say, can we agree that Kobe, Kareem, Jordan, and LeBron are up there? Just let's talk about for the viewers that have actually watched in this area or know about the top three. That being Kobe, LeBron and Jordan. We could even argue that it may be even possibly in that order. I don't like to put it in order, but you could argue that. LeBron's averaged 27, 10, and 9 in the playoffs. His whole career. He's averaged almost a triple-double in the playoffs. That's about the most
consistent. Time out. Can I stop you real quick? Did you put Kobe before MJ?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I went from Kobe to Jordan to MJ.
So you put Kobe before MJ?
No. This is the pyramid. You got Kobe, Kobe, LeBron, and then MJ. And I'm a huge, huge Kobe fan. Stan, if you will. And I can say LeBron, by far, is one of the greatest players I have ever watched play basketball since he's been in the league consistently at 35 years old. Who else can you say at 35 years old has played at a peak performance like this? Granted, this hasn't been the most difficult journey to get there, but you could argue when they got to the finals that Miami was going to be a formidable matchup. Can we not? Before the injury, like pre-injury, that was going to be a pretty good series. I even thought it was going to go to 7. I think we all thought it might have went that far, but injuries happen. We can't do nothing about that. And think about it. This man is on pace to beat Kareem's scoring title.
That's easy.
And that's if he just averages his regular averages. He doesn't even have to go all out. He just does what he does. He can break that. How long do you think it's going to be before anybody breaks that? I don't know. I think Harden might be close.
If KD stays healthy.
No. KD won't. KD won't. He won't. Because I thought he would. I thought he would, but he had a broken foot with OKC.
KD's 29.
He's 31.
In my opinion, he's missed too much time already.
Yeah. Yep.
Between him and, I'd say, James Harden. That's what you could argue.
True.
I got to disagree on both. I think Jason Tatum can. Because he's younger. We'll he's only 20. He's only 22, and he's already averaging, I think, like 19 points in his career, like three seasons that he's played.
Didn't LeBron average like 21 his first, like...
20.9. 20.9. I don't know why I know that. But.
That's okay. I mean, that's a small discrepancy, but still. And you can...
For that GOAT conversation, if you want to talk about the greatest, would you guys not agree with me when I say that the game now requires more skill and athleticism than it did before?
No.
Yes. No, no, I agree with you.
Because if you want to pull up the tape, players now, just to get into the league, you have to have, unless you're a 7-footer, then you could argue, I feel like you could argue that the game does require more athleticism, skill, and IQ to a certain extent. Right. I feel like the finals MVP discussion, it's going to go to AD, definitely. And I don't know how that's going to affect his legacy or what BS people are going to try to pull up on First Take, Max Kellerman, as far as his GOAT argument. But he's in the pantheon of one of the greatest players. We can still say that with all his accolades.
You could even
say that he deserves more MVP votes just because of the – I feel like he got the same treatment Jordan did with the voters fatigue. Would you not? Because he could have been an MVP multiple more times than he's even been accounted for. But we know Giannis, the league loves
Giannis
him. Story.
Giannis said, "What are you talking about, bro?
What am I talking about?
Yeah, you talk about voters. Voters, what?
No, he's talking about voters fatigue, but he's talking about the regular season, right?
Yeah, we're talking regular season, but that adds to the conversation. That just adds to his status. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, with all that being said." He's a winner, and he's a leader, too. And I'm sure he's fine with AD getting the finals MVP this year just because he's not even – and I can quote you, he's not jealous of his teammate because all he cares about is winning.
That is complete BS. LeBron over here talking about – because he lost to Giannis in the MVP, and he was talking his crap. So if he loses the finals MVP to Anthony Davis – No, I'm just saying because, listen, let's be real, right? People want to say LeBron's the greatest or whatever, greatest player of all time, but deep down – everybody knows MJ is the greatest, including LeBron, which is why LeBron's pissed that he's been putting in the work, putting up these stats, and A, he didn't get the regular season MVP, and now B, if he doesn't get the finals MVP, he's going to be tight because he wants to make that case closer and closer and get people to convert to saying, oh, MJ isn't the greatest now, LeBron Woo! Is. So let's cut the BS right there. He is going to be pissed if Anthony Davis gets it.
You want to know where it is? You want to know where
it came from, though, right? And I can... easily say this with confidence. He went to the West. People have been chattering for the longest. You can't do this in the Western Conference. You can't be great in the Western Conference. You've had it easy going through the East this whole time and had the best regular season record, missing the top team by 4 wins. Four total. So, and we even agreed that the regular season was harder in the West, did we not?
We did.
Okay. So if he feels like he has been a wash king and he went out and did his thing, got that number one seed, then yeah, I'd be pissed too. I'd be livid. So that's where that's where his motivation comes from. And hey, if you don't get it this year, you know, there's always next year. We can go.
No.
We haven't picked who's going to win the finals. I mean, we already know.
I did a while ago.
Yeah, you said in five. Giannis.
It'll be five.
Realistically speaking, if y'all had Boogie, it would have been the Lakers in three. But I'm gonna say five too. So.
Yeah, it's five guys.
Yeah.
Five guys. I'll take it. Go.
And for the people who are taking this comment, I'm saying seriously. Anyways, on to the next topic.
Yeah, man. So I was just going to bring up on the No Name segment how Doc Rivers is now Philadelphia's head coach back in the Atlantic Division with the Boston Celtics. Think he's a great fit, A, and B, do you think that Philadelphia has a lot of pieces to compete? I'll go ahead first. I think that I've always said this from the beginning, the Al Horford signing was a terrible signing. I think that they should trade him. get solid shooters, maybe two shooters in return. And then, as me and Miles said before, I think that they should trade Joel Embiid, right? Because A, he's very, very, very valuable, and I think he could, you know, I think he could be traded to a team that is built for him and be a superstar over there.
As well as,
it's not a bad idea. As well as get more pieces in return, more valuable pieces in return for Ben Simmons to surround him with a great team. But I think that they can trade both of them and get solid pieces back, which I think Elton Brand can do. Because he's done well with the Jimmy Butler trade. I think they have a solid chance. And that's my opinion. Joel Embiid to Golden State would be the scariest sight I've ever seen in my life.
Yep, I agree with you.
I think it was a bit of a risk just because we know Doc Rivers' playoff record is not the greatest. If you want to pull up a statistic on what his actual record is, I'll send you the graphic on that, MD. So it's a bit of a risk, but we know he can win a championship and he can get
Frank
you a decently far.
More series wins than Doc Rivers right now.
He sure the hell does.
That's crazy.
And look what's about to happen right now. About to get us a championship. Anywho, God is good.
Check yourself, bro. LeBron and AD are getting you the championship. Frank Vogel.
Maybe they're getting us the championship. That's why we brought him.
Yeah, Vogel's not doing anything but smiling at cameras. That's it.
And he does it so good, don't he?
And pacing back and forth.
Don't he look good doing it? Anyway, I think if they're able to make that trade, and that's crazy that you said that, Johannes, because I was thinking about that earlier. If they were to make a trade with Golden State, opposing conferences wouldn't have hardly any effect on them too. So there would actually be a win-win situation for both franchises. With that being said, if they're able to surround Ben Simmons with some pieces, some shooters, I think if they get some more 3-and-D type players, also Robert Covington, if they wouldn't have traded him away, they would have been decent. I think that was one of the worst trades they could have ever made. If they're able to surround him with some more shot makers, being a facilitator that Ben Simmons is, they're formidable. They're really bad. Like, that could be a bad team, y'all. And they got some decent coaching. So, hey, we'll see what happens. It's all on Elton Brand, though. He's got to make the proper moves because I don't think he's made the best trades and deals and signings, especially with Al Horford. I've been saying that for the longest. That's not a wise decision. It doesn't show me a lot of leadership doing and giving with that type of contract, but I mean, good for Philly fans. Y'all got somebody that could actually potentially get y'all somewhere. You just got to be a good leader.
I think it's a big, big pickup. I mean, I know a lot of people look at Doc's playoff, you know, like, struggles throughout the years. People don't...
That's a good word.
people don't realize, though, like, he's had to deal with more egos than any other coach has ever had to deal with. You go down the line... Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, Kawhi, playoff P or pandemic P, what are we gonna call him?
Trash, just straight trash.
Yeah, like and then people tend to neglect. Shout out to Johannes for bringing this up. People tend to neglect what he did the previous season, where Lou Williams and Landry Shamet were the top two players. He took him that far into the playoffs. Don't try to neglect a coach's ability. I mean, understood. He blew 3-1 series leads. Understood. It happens. No, it doesn't happen. But
it happens. I think it's more common. You see how many teams are getting beat after being up 3-1.
Yeah.
You know, especially.
It's more common, but I mean, Doc actually has the most.
Which is unfortunate. It's unfortunate, but at the same time, it's like, don't neglect this guy is an elite coach, bro. I think Philly, y'all got a diamond in the rough, I guess, if that's what you want to call it. Even though he's not a diamond in the rough, he's built, bro. He's done this before, so like, and I think honestly, bro, I think he's pushing for LaMelo.
I think that's an idiotic trade.
No, I think he's pushing for a draft pick and a player.
That's an idiotic trade.
And I'm thinking either Draymond or Clay.
Look, I know Philly will do a great job because A, whatever Elton Brand has to do, Doc is gonna sign off on, and Ben Simmons or Embiid, whoever they choose to keep, is gonna sign off on it too. And for people who are saying Doc Rivers is a terrible coach, A, like I told D, what happened last season, but let's not forget 2012. They pushed the Miami Heat to 7 games with a hobbled Ray Allen. He improved. He made Avery Bradley what he became.
We should have won that series.
They had Greg Stiesma that year. You know what I'm saying? We had a lot of – he's pushed teams further than people have expected.
Good coach.
Example last season, they almost won 50 games last year,
right,
and pushed the Golden State Warriors to 6 games, right, with no All-Stars, and came back from a 30-point deficit against the Golden State Warriors, right? And then he pushed the Celtics to 1 game from the finals, 2012, against the Big Three,
yeah,
out in Miami. 4 points away from beating the Lakers in 2010, after KG came back from tearing his knee, basically.
We took them. Did you mention 2010 when KP went down?
Yeah, 2010. Yeah, that's the same season that Kenny Perkins went down. Yeah. And KG was still hurt from his knee injury. And had Rasheed Wallace come out of retirement. You know, like he's
in the rotation, hefty.
Right. And basically, what I'm basically trying to say is, you can look at the failures that he's had, but he's had a lot of success too. So
people neglect it.
Yeah, exactly.
And dismiss it. Don't do that.
Against the hobbled Kobe, but we can.
Oh my God.
We're not talking about Kobe. We're talking about Doc Rivers.
Rest in peace, Kobe.
I mean, it's true. He was hobbled in that last game.
Congratulations. You guys won that championship. Either way.
We sure did. Barely.
Yeah, so yeah. So basically, Kyrie's comments against LeBron, man. I don't know why he's acting like he's the big shot. I don't know why he's acting like KD is more clutch than LeBron. I don't like either one of them, but I'm going to pick LeBron's side, unfortunately, over KD. But, yeah, man, what do you guys think about Kyrie's comments?
I don't know, man. I think Kyrie has a weird way of, you know, coming up with his own takes. You know, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it comes across one way, but it means another. It means totally different in his little realm he has. You feel me? So like when he mentioned is gonna be right here in quotes for you guys to see, for the people watching. What he mentioned, what was it? Do you remember what he said?
He basically said that he had to be the clutch player on his team up until now with KD. Now he can pass the ball to KD in
and he was time. Not, but he also said he was also the only guy who would finish games.
Right, he was one. He said that he was the player who had to be relied on.
I don't think that's taking shots at LeBron.
Yeah, that's because he could have said that. No. But then he said that plus now I can pass the ball to KD, who can also do the same.
I don't know, man.
I didn't see what the LeBron's response was.
LeBron's not going to respond to that.
It might have been clickbait, but I could have swore I saw a video somewhere that said that he responded, but. Regardless, I'm not surprised. This is just Kyrie being Kyrie. He's always been this outspoken. And to be honest, I don't take nobody's word that thinks the earth is flat to begin with. So,
Which is why I'm saying.
You could kind of rip this man if you want to, considering he's the reason he messed up y'all conference finals appearance streak. But not the main reason, but one of the reasons, because he was supposed to be that leader on that team. And you know, unfortunately he's been injury ridden. I hate to see Uncle Drew being out this season. I was really looking forward to seeing him, but you know, I think that he's just being himself and he's Kyrie being Kyrie. He was a clutch shooter in Cleveland, but that's mainly because he was delegated that role. Okay. Let's make that clear.
Okay.
As I was saying, I don't think it was taking shots at LeBron. Point blank period. I mean, it may sound like it, but nah, I don't think it was any like
the timing is weird. The only person
I think he was taking shots at is my buddy right here, the greatest player of all time, future greatest player of all time, Prince Tatum. For now, Prince, you're a prince. Okay, don't worry, bro. You'll make it. You'll be the greatest player of all time. Okay? Can I get okay? Okay. Wait, it's not okay. You're looking sideways. Hold on. Okay.
Somebody come get him. I know y'all hurt. It's okay. Next.
This man's talking about bobblehead. The sign was delusional. Why is he looking at me?
I'm having a little too much fun here, bro.
Yeah, no, Kyrie. Listen, man, Kyrie, work on your kicks. Improve them because they hurt when I work out on them.
Yo, listen. Is that all we got for the No Name segment?
Mm-hmm.
Miles, do you want to say anything?
What Johannes said, my Air Max Plus version of the Kyrie be giving me bunions. You need to fix that, buddy.
Wait, you too? All three of us, huh?
I'm hooping them like four times and have bunions every time, bro. I wear tests.
I knew I wasn't tripping, bro.
My feet were bleeding. I was like, bro, no wonder these are on sale.
Nah, I'm about to get rid of those, bro. But that's probably why he's so injury ridden.
Probably.
Cause wasn't Zion wearing the Kyrie's?
No, he's wearing a Paul George's.
He's wearing a Paul George's, and they blow up. Okay. Didn't he blow up another pair of shoes? He needs to sign with a Under Armour.
Bro, he's like 280, 6'8". Of course, he's gonna tear.
That's what I'm saying. All those lateral moves he's doing.
You need the song with Shaq, actually.
Yeah. I rock with that. Yeah. Looks like a baby Shaq, anyways.
Nah, but yeah, I guess that's all we have for today, or tonight, whatever you want to call it. Anyways, TFP. Miles, I don't understand the whole reason behind wearing a Ravens jersey after they got blown out this past month.
It's okay, bro. Look, hold on. Let me talk a little bit more. If we gonna talk about any team we worried about, there's two teams we're worried about if you guys watch football. That is the Seattle Seahawks and the Kansas City Chiefs. Everybody else, it's okay. Don't even worry about it, sweetheart. We got everybody else. We're gonna take out our frustrations next week by this as of this recording on Washington. We can put the scoreboard up if you want to by that time. It's okay. Worried about it. We'll see it in the playoff.
I don't know
after all these COVID cases, I don't know if the NFL season is going to last, but hopefully it does.
Right. Hopefully. I don't even know if we're going to have a season.
Yeah.
I'll take one out of two championships.
Right. Okay. Thanks. Anyways. And then we got Mr. brand new Kansas City Chiefs fan to my right.
Shout out to Patrick, my homeboy. Prince, yeah, you got a new one. Yeah, Prince Mahomes on the way, by the way. Prince Mahomes.
Weren't you a Patriots fan? I don't want to hear it. Come on. I'm out.
Y'all can
end it.
Listen, man.
Yeah, folks, that's it. Merch coming soon, as we say. It's coming with a lot more other things too. You feel me? Stay tuned. Maybe a month and a half. We'll see. It's coming though. Abdi.
Testify. That's all I gotta say. Testify.
The little guy.
The little guy. Abdi. I'm gonna call him King because he's a king. He's my boy. King Testify. We out. You feel me?
In a minute, in a week from now, y'all can call us champs.